T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In a day full of really bizarre stories, I think this one wins. And here is your warning.
What's the prize?
About the adult content in this story. If you have kids in the room that don't have earbuds in because they're remote learning, shuffle them out of the room. This is adult.
Yeah, this one's going to take a little bit because it's a story about something that happened on a plane, on a Delta flight that was going from Las Vegas, Nevada to Detroit, Michigan. And on board this flight were at least two people. There were a lot more than that, but the two people in question are a woman by the name of Alicia Beverly and a man who is described as a white man. She is not. She's African-American. So it's a white man who is a prominent, well-known North Carolina pastor. That's all we know. He has been charged with a crime behind all of this and has not... Well, he actually, let me back off of that for a second. He has not been charged. And that's kind of the crux of the matter here, is that because it was an interstate flight that went from one state to another, that means it's FBI jurisdiction. And the FBI right now is not naming him because he has not yet been arraigned, which means there is no charge yet. There may be soon, but until that happens, the FBI is not telling us who this is.
Are you going to say it? What she woke up to?
Well, why don't we let her say it? Because we have audio
better. That's much better.
From Alicia Beverly herself, who describes what happened because she apparently fell asleep on the flight, but she didn't stay
that way. So this is a red-eye flight. Yeah, this is overnight. She was in Las Vegas. She'd had a great time. This is an overnight flight.
Coming back home to Detroit, and all of a sudden, she is awakened.
I seen his private area, so I screamed, and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me.
There you go. That's what happened. She went on to say that there was a puddle all over the seats and all over her. So it was a lot.
Yeah. Let that sink in there for a second.
Ew.
So she screamed. She got the attention of everyone on the plane, including an off-duty officer who rushed over and restrained the man. Fox 2 Detroit said, according to sources, the pastor had an apparent reaction to a sleep aid. She said he didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there. So perhaps that's, you know, if he was a little dazed and I don't know what sleep aid, some sleep aids are known for having some pretty strong reactions.
Yep.
So the pastor was taken into custody, but has not yet been charged. And again, as you mentioned, the FBI handles incidents like this and will make a decision on charges. And it's funny how different law enforcement agencies treat when people are named in cases.
Yeah.
It is very common to find out the names of people arrested in crimes even before they're charged. As I've done news a long time, and it is more common to find out when they are arrested than for a law enforcement agency to wait until they are actually charged.
And that's got to be because even though it's not supposed to happen this way, you're not the law and law enforcement are not supposed to treat you differently based on how, quote unquote, well known you are. So it's a little galling to find out that that's what they're doing in this case. And I mean, that's you're right. The only time that that kind of information is withheld is if it's a big name. And listen, if you want to make the case that you shouldn't be charged or you shouldn't be named until you're officially charged, because at that point, it's public information. A charging right. document is
can't,
always
can't
public.
Hide it.
So, no.
Yeah.
So if you want to make the case that that information should not be released by the arresting agency, in this case, the FBI, unless and until there is a charge officially filed against you, I'm fine with that. But let's treat everybody that way then.
Yeah, I want to know what the FBI's policy is.
Yep.
What policy, what have they done every other time they have arrested someone? Do you? Because I don't necessarily disagree with the idea in general that you wait until someone's charged to name them. But most law enforcement agencies don't do that. Most of them name you when you have been arrested. I just want to know what the FBI's policy is. And what they're waiting for here.
Yeah, and I'm trying to go back because when you talk about people who have been arrested by the FBI, let's just go back to last week. Those doofuses in Michigan. Seems to me they were named in the press before they were arraigned. I don't think they had seen a judge yet.
Yes.
Before we knew what their names were. I would have a hard time believing, even though I don't remember, it was a long time ago, that when Timothy McVeigh was arrested, they waited until he saw a judge before they put his name out in the press. Things like that. If it's nobody who commits a huge crime, that's the guy whose name we're going to know as soon as he's arrested.
And I'm kind of surprised it's not out already. If he's that well known, I am surprised that the rumor mill and social media such that it is,
yeah,
has not, that somebody didn't get a picture of this guy as this was happening. Where's the video?
Yeah,
no, I don't want to see the video.
You have an entire plane load, right? If she screamed and woke everybody up, you have an entire plane load of people who knows who this guy is. And so far, none of them has said, and by the way, you have to believe, especially given the tabloid nature. I mean, that audio we just played you came from The Sun in the UK, okay? The tabloids are just killing themselves right now to try to find out who this is. And they've got an entire plane load full of people to pick from, and they've already interviewed her. She's got to know who it was. And if she didn't say, if they were unable to get the name from her, then this is somebody you have to believe that has an incredibly strong reach. And I bet that's what's going on right now, is right now his lawyers are battling with just having a discussion with law enforcement right now, trying to convince them you don't want to charge this guy. And there is all the money in the world and everything that is going to back up the idea that you're never going to get a conviction on this anyway. Why would you do that? And floating the sleep aid story. I mean, how many times have we heard Ambien blamed for stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I've done some things on Ambien in my house. I've eaten a raw onion. I've told those stories before. But back to whether you would get a conviction here. Again, this is where I say she's screaming. Did that wake him up? Like, what made him stop? Because if there is the evidence that she says there is on the seat next to her, did no one get a picture? Or, I mean, isn't this hard to argue that he did this? What do you mean you can't get a conviction?
Yeah.
Isn't this the easiest conviction in the world?
And it is baffling. The other thing you have to realize is that not only is TMZ and The Sun and every tab in Britain and all of the National Enquirers of the world, that they're trying to find out who this is so that they can put it on their front page. That the rumor mill, I mean, Twitter is going bananas right now people trying to, looking up lists of prominent North Carolina pastors. And by the way, you'll find them out there, and trying to figure out what one of them might have been doing in Nevada over the weekend. So, yeah, that's already started.
Real quick, Texter asks, why would a person take a sleep aid in a public area? It's really, really common for people to take Ambien or take a sleep aid on an overnight flight. I've done
it.
I've done it on a, on a transatlantic flight. I mean, I've done it. It's really common, especially for people who are nervous flyers.
And that's not a long flight. I mean, Detroit to Las Vegas is probably, what, 4 hours?
Yeah, but, that's probably right.
You'd have to imagine, though, that somebody on board a flight like that, especially if it's a red eye in the middle of the night, if he's a quote-unquote prominent North Carolina pastor, he's going to have a limo waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to have to get off that plane and drive himself somewhere.
I want to know at what point in the air this happened, because she describes having to sit there for several hours after this incident.
Ugh.
So what do you do with him after, you know, this officer detains him? Then what? Oh. I can't believe there's not video. We get out our phones at, I mean, I know it was the middle of the night and it was dark, but I can't believe how little detail there is about the aftermath of this.
Let me posit a couple of guesses. Guess number one is he was not flying alone. That he has, I mean, depending on how big this guy was, and I mean, we've all got our suspicions, but if he's as big as the names that are floating through my head right now, he's not traveling alone. He's got people with him. He's got entourage. Mm-hmm. And, that my guess would be that that entourage went through that airplane with a bunch of blank checks and said, look, here's what's about to happen. You're going to forget you were on this plane, and you're going to give me a number that is going to make you forget you were on this plane.
Where was that entourage when he got out of his seat and
probably asleep,
unzipped his pants?
Yeah, you know? I mean, they probably went to sleep too, not thinking, well, you know, we better stay up and just make sure the boss doesn't get up and pee on anybody.
5767798. Let's have the discussion about the FBI releasing his name. Do you think they should be releasing his name even if he hasn't been charged? Give us some theories on what you think is going on here. 5767798. Text in 913-576-7798. We'll continue the discussion coming up here in just a couple of minutes on KMBZ. So there's a Reddit thread that is dedicated to throwing out some names about who this pastor is out of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, yeah, there's one name in particular that could be possible.
Well, there's a few, but see, that's the problem is that, I mean, we could do this all day, and any kind of speculation on it before they release the name is going to be very, very counterproductive. And I mean, North Carolina is not light on prominent pastors.
Correct. Yes.
So
does the FBI release names of people? I want to know what their policy is
before they're charged.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
For me. And for some people, they're going to say, I assume public urination is a misdemeanor. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
you know,
it may take on a higher charge than that if you, because that's assault. I mean, if you pee on somebody,
yeah.
I mean, just public urination, yes, is one thing. But if you're standing there peeing on somebody, then yeah, that puts it in a different light, a different category.
I can't easily find this, but it'll be a matter of what they would normally do. I don't know. I don't know who decided it was a well-known pastor. I don't know who put that adjective on it.
Uh huh.
You would think whoever used the adjective knows who it is.
Yeah. Well, and right now, I think what people on Twitter and Reddit and the rest of them are probably doing is looking down the Twitter feeds of every one of these prominent pastors to see two things. A, who is in Nevada? And B,
yep,
who hasn't tweeted in a while?
Yes. Which would, you know, the internet sleuths are really good at things like this.
Yep.
Look through Twitter, look through Instagram, see who posted pictures, or see who talked about going to Las Vegas. If it's a pastor, it's probably for professional reasons. Who was speaking at a church, you know, in the Las Vegas area in the last couple of weeks? And yes, who has suddenly gone dark.
Silent. Yeah. And now neither one of those things is evidence. You know, both of those things are extremely circumstantial. People travel sometimes. You know, the idea that two pastors from North Carolina could go to Las Vegas or go to Nevada, for that matter, at the same time, that's not out of the question. So I don't know. I mean, I looked a little bit before we went on today to try to find out if there was some kind of, you know, conference or something like that, some kind of ecumenical thing that was going on in Nevada, and I couldn't find anything. There were some big events in Nevada over the weekend, but none of them had directly to do with the church.
Yeah, I mean, Nevada's canceled a lot of that stuff because they're still early on in their reopening process. Yep. They had scaled back a lot of their plans. So Nevada's not doing a lot of huge events. 5767798, text in 913-576-7798 about what your theories are and how you feel about the FBI not yet releasing the name of who this is. I don't know how this works, John. Who has jurisdiction in terms? Well, this is federal court. Do we know what federal court?
No. And there may not even be. I mean, if they're successful in convincing the arresting body that there was no crime committed, there may never be an arraignment. Mm-hmm. We may never know. Well, I can't say we'll never know. We will likely know. And in fact, you know, if I had a guess, we'll know by the end of the day who this was. But whether or not the FBI says anything about it, that's going to be something else entirely. And they may be able to convince them, look, here's this prescription. Here's the prescription for the quote unquote sleep aid that we're blaming this on. Here's the bottle that has a few pills taken out of it. Here's his ticket. You know, yeah, it was him, but he didn't mean to do anything. He had no criminal intent. There was no mens rea there. And at that point, they may be successful in quashing this. This may never see the inside of a courtroom.
We'll get a quick call on here before we go to news at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Green Valley and talk to Siam. Hi there.
Hi. Well, my story is we were dating at first, and he had a few drinks before he went to bed, and my daughter and I were still sitting up in the living room, and I could, in the hallway's not far from the bedroom, so it was like I could hear water running, and I was like, what is that? And I told my daughter to sit still. And I walked in the hallway and I was like, what are you doing? And he was sleepwalking. And I was like, why did you just do that? So he went back in the bedroom and I went in there and I woke him up and I said, what are you doing? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm sleeping. I said, well, you got a mess to clean up, mister. And he's like,
wow.
So my daughter verified she could hear water running and that he made this puddle in the hallway. And we're like going, okay. And then the next thing, a couple days later, he opened up the stairwell is the same hallway to the basement, walked halfway down, and then fell down the rest of the stairs because he was sleepwalking.
So was he taking something in addition to a couple of drinks, or was it just drinking?
No, he just had a few drinks, and he was just that tired after work, and he fell down. Yeah, and I think that was the last time we put an alarm on that door. Oh, that way we know. He's moving around.
Now he's up again. Yeah, all right. Oh, well, thank you for the call. It was very descriptive.
Yes, thank you. Texter wonders how much TMZ is offering for his name.
Oh,
TMZ. This is the kind of thing they would get first.
Yep, and I've been watching TMZ all morning just waiting for him to do it. And you're right. They're going to offer a lot of money to somebody. And who knows? I mean, who knows what kind of work was done behind the scenes? But you're right. I mean, that speaks to an incredible and very well-organized damage control team who was there on the scene at the moment to keep any of this quiet. I mean, it's just that's amazing to me that in this day and age that was able to happen. But, you know, you got enough money, you can accomplish a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.